Continuing from yesterday, the Lord respectfully told Shivananda Sen, take care of Vasudev Datta very nicely. Vasudev Datta is very liberal. Every day, whatever income he receives, he spends. He does not keep any balance. Being a householder, Vasudev Datta needs to save some money, but he's not doing so. It is very difficult for him to maintain his family. Please take care of Vasudev Datta's family affairs, become his manager, and make the proper adjustments. Come every year and bring all my devotees with you to the Mudricha festival. I also request you to maintain all of them. The Lord then, with great respect, extended an invitation to all the inhabitants of Kulinagram, asking them to come every year and bring silken rope to carry Lord Jagannath during the Rath Yatra festival. Then, this is where we're continuing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, Gunaraj Khan of Kulinagram compiled a book named Sri Krishna Vijaya, in which there is a sentence revealing the author's ecstatic love for Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is my life and soul. By this statement, I am sold into the hands of the descendants of Gunaraj Khan. To say nothing of you, even a dog living in your village is very dear to me. What then to speak of others? After this, Ramananda Vasu and Satyaraj Khan both submitted questions at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Satyaraj Khan said, my dear Lord, being a householder and a materialistic man, I do not know the process of advancing in spiritual life. I therefore submit myself unto your lotus feet and request you to give me orders. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, without cessation, continue chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna. Whenever possible, serve him and his devotees, the Vaishnavas. Upon hearing this, Satyaraj says, how can I recognize a Vaishnava? Please let me know what a Vaishnava is. What are his common symptoms? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, whoever chants the holy name of Krishna just once is worshipable and is the topmost human being. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna once, a person is relieved from all the reactions of a sinful life. One can complete the nine processes of devotional service simply by chanting the holy name. One does not have to undergo initiation or execute the activities required before initiation. One simply has to vibrate the holy name with his lips. Thus, even a man in the lowest class, Chandala, can be delivered. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, one dissolves his entanglement in material activities. After this, one becomes very much attracted to Krishna, and thus dormant love for Krishna is awakened. The holy name of Lord Krishna is an attractive feature for many saintly, liberal people. This is a quote. It is the annihilator of all sinful reactions and is so powerful that save for the dumb who cannot chant it, it is readily available to everyone, including the lowest type of man, the Chandala. The holy name of Krishna is the controller of the opulence of liberation, and it is identical with Krishna. When a person simply chants the holy name with his tongue, immediate effects are produced. Chanting the holy name does not depend on initiation, pious activities, or the poorest Charya regulator principles generally observed before initiation. The holy name does not wait for any of these activities. It is self-sufficient. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then finally advised, one who is chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is understood to be a Vaishnava. Therefore, you should offer all respects to him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then turned his attention to three persons, Mukunda Das, Raghunanda, and Sri Narahari, inhabitants of the place called Kanda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Mother Sachi, next asked, Mukunda Das, you are the father, and your son is Raghunanda, is that so? Or is Srila Raghunanda your father, and you are his son? Please let me know the fact so that my doubts will go away. Mukunda replied, Raghunanda is my father, and I am his son. This is my decision. All of us had attained devotion to Krishna due to Raghunananda. Therefore, in my mind, he is my father. Here, Mukunda Das gave this proper decision. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed it, saying, yes, it is correct. One who awakens devotion to Krishna is certainly the spiritual master. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy just to speak of the glories of his devotees. Indeed, when he spoke of their glories, it was as if he had five faces. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then informed all his devotees, please hear about Mukunda's love of Godhead. It is a very deep and pure love and can only be compared to purified gold. Mukunda Das externally appears to be a royal physician engaged in governmental services, but internally he has deep love for Krishna. Who can understand his love? One day Mukunda Das, the royal physician, was seated with the Muslim king on a high platform and was telling the king about medical treatment. When the king and Mukunda Das went conversing, a servant brought a fan made of peacock feathers to shave the king's head from the sun. Consequently, he had the fan above the king's head. Just by seeing the peacock-feathered fan, Mukunda Das became absorbed in ecstatic love of Godhead and fell from the high platform onto the ground. The king, fearing that the royal physician had been killed, personally descended and brought him to consciousness. When the king asked Mukunda, "Where is it paining you?" Mukunda replied, "I'm not very much pained." The king then inquired, "Mukunda, why did you fall down?" Mukunda replied, "My dear king, I have a disease like epilepsy." Being extraordinarily intelligent, the king could understand the whole affair. In his estimation, Mukunda was the most uncommon, exalted, liberated personality. Raghunanda is constantly engaged in serving Lord Krishna in the temple. Beside the entrance of the temple is a lake, and on its banks is a Kadamba tree which daily delivers two flowers to be used for Krishna's service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again spoke to Mukunda with sweet words, "Your duty is to earn both material and spiritual wealth. Furthermore, it is the duty of Raghunanda to always engage in Lord Krishna's service. He has no intention but the service of Lord Krishna." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then ordered Narahari, "I wish you to remain here with my devotees. In this way, the three of you should always execute these three duties for the service of the Lord." Out of his causeless mercy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the following directions to the brothers, Sarvam Bhattacharya and Vidyavachaspati. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "In this age of Kali, Krishna is manifest in two forms, wood and water. Thus, by enabling the conditioned souls to see the wood and bathe in the water, he helps them become liberated. Lord Jagannath is the Supreme Lord himself in the form of wood, and the river Ganges is the Supreme Lord himself in the form of water. Sarvam Bhattacharya, you should engage in the worship of Lord Jagannath Purushottam, and Vachaspati should worship Mother Ganges." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then embraced Maharaja Gupta and began to speak about his firm faith in devotional service. This was heard by all devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Previously, I induced Maharaja Gupta again and again to be allured by Lord Krishna. I said to him, 'My dear Gupta, Lord Sri Krishna Vajendra Kumara is the supreme sweetness. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, the origin of all incarnations and the source of everything. He is pure transcendental love itself, and he is the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna is the reservoir of all transcendental qualities. He is like a mine of gems. He is expert at everything, very intelligent and sober, and he is the summit of all transcendental humors. His character is very sweet, and his pastimes are melodious. He is expert in intelligence, and thus he enjoys all his pastimes and mellows. I then requested Maharaja Gupta worship Krishna and take shelter of him, but for his service nothing appeals to the mind. In this way he heard from me again and again. By my influence, his mind was a little converted." Maharaja Gupta then replied, "I am your servant and your order carrier. I have no independent existence." After this, Maharaja Gupta went home and spent the whole night thinking how he would have to give up the association of Raghunath, Lord Ramachandra. Thus, he was overwhelmed. Maharaja Gupta then began to pray at the lotus feet of Lord Ramachandra. He prayed that death would come that night because it was not possible for him to give up the service of the lotus feet of Raghunath. Thus Maharaja Gupta cried the entire night. There was no rest in his mind. Therefore he could not sleep, but stayed away the entire night. In the morning, Maharaja Gupta came to me. Catching hold of my feet and crying, he submitted an appeal. Maharaja Gupta said, "I have sold my head unto the lotus feet of Raghunath. I cannot withdraw my head, for that would give me too much pain. It is not possible for me to give up the service of Raghunath's lotus feet. At the same time, if I do not do so, I shall break your order. What can I do?" In this way, Maharaja Gupta appealed to me, saying, "You are all merciful, so kindly grant me this mercy. Let me die before you, so that all my doubts will be finished." Hearing this, I became very happy. I then raised Maharaja Gupta and embraced him. I said to him, "All glories to you, Maharaja Gupta. Your method of worship is very firmly fixed, so much so that even upon my request, your mind did not turn. The servitor must have love and affection for the loose feet of the Lord exactly like this. Even if the Lord wants separation, a devotee cannot abandon the shelter of his lotus feet. Just to test your firm faith in your Lord, I requested you again and again to change your worship from Lord Ramachandra to Krishna." In this way, I congratulated Maharaja Gupta, saying, "Indeed, you are the incarnation of Hanuman. Consequently, you are the eternal servant of Lord Ramachandra. Why should you give up the worship of Lord Ramachandra and his lotus feet? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, I accept this Mayagupta as my life and soul. When I hear of his humility, it perturbs my very life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then embraced Vasudev Dutta and began to speak of his glories as if he had 1,000 mouths. What did Lord Chaitanya say? We'll continue tomorrow.